This is an Insane Cast production. You're listening to Thanks for Watching the All Movies Podcast. With your cast, Beth, DJ, Jimmy, and Adrian. And now, thanks for watching.
Welcome to Thanks for Watching episode 1815. All right. We made it this far, and we've
We're
recording on a Monday because Sunday was a Mother's Day, and today we're all sick. Our allergies are going.
Allergies are running rampant.
It's crazy. So if there's coughing in the show, think of it as a Halloween show, and where all there's a bunch of coughing going on.
Oh my goodness, DJ.
Thank you. Thank you. I know, I can't help it. Okay, so it's introductions here. I am DJ, hanging out in sunny San Diego, which hasn't been really that sunny lately. And across the table from me...
Hi.
It's Jimmy. That's all we get out of him today.
How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Feeling a lot better than yesterday. And then all the way across town... well, a few parts of the state, too.
Several counties away.
Several counties. Is Beth. All right, Beth. Welcome to the show.
Beth is steeped in pollen, so be aware if there's snarfing, it's because of that.
Oh, I haven't heard the snarf in a while. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yay. All right. Well, and now it's time for some contact information. If you want to give us a call, at 512-PODCAST. That's 512-763-2278. But you don't have to write that down. Oh, no. All you got to do is go to our website. Our website, www.tfwmovies.com. You know that TFW stands for Thanks for Watching. So go to www.tfwmovies.com, and right there you can click on a little link that says call the show. It's an amazing thing. I love technology and how that works. There's another button on there that you can press. That little button is an email. Yep, you can send us an email at shoutout@tfwmovies.com. And let me spell it out for you in case you can write it down super fast. Ready? shoutout@tfwmovies.com. Now, there are a few other cool things. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have Instagram. All those things at tfwmovies. You can... tag us. You can just say something about us. You can hashtag us. Hashtag TFW movies on whatever you want. I like the Instagram. That's kind of fun. So check us out there. We've got at over 50 posts by now. So check us out. See what we're posting. There you go. Do it. Yeah. So that's our contact stuff. There you go. It's been fun. Well, there you have it. That's how you get a hold of us.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, here's the rundown of the show. We're going to talk about Weird Al. Duh. I mean, if anybody out there knows who I am.
If anyone knows DJ.
That's right.
DJ loves Weird Al like Beth loves Star Wars.
Exactly.
It's like running through his veins.
It is. It is. And there's a reason we're going to talk about Weird Al. Not just
it
because.
Being Weird Al.
Yes. Because. I mean, not just because of a TV show we've been watching, but for other reasons. Whoa, those are doggies. Looks like Penny just came home.
Hi, Penny!
So, anyway, lots of interruptions in this show. It's just the way it's going to be today. But hey, enjoy the interruptions, because it doesn't happen very often, and it's going to be fun. All right, so we're going to talk about Weird Al. We're going to talk about Life of the Party. Ooh. Breaking In, which I totally messed up the title last week, but we fixed that on the show, if you remember that.
Oh. You totally did. I forgot.
Yeah. Well, and I could tell you why now. I couldn't remember why, but as I looked at it, the poster online had the tagline, Payback is something. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, Payback was there, and subliminally, instead of writing Breaking In, I wrote Payback. Oh my goodness. All right. So then we're going to talk about next week openings. We're going to talk about future films. And we're not going to talk about Avengers Infinity War. So there. You are going to have an Avengers-free show, except for what I just did now.
Yeah, good job with that, Ruiner.
Thanks. Whoops. Well, you won't hear it from now on. How's that sound? Yeah.
Except for... No.
No? Okay. Cool. Well, we're only like, 4 minutes in, and we're going to get started with movies.
Oh, my goodness. That was the longest rundown we've... No. False.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Mm-mm. So let's start with Life of the Party, shall we? I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that saw this one this week.
I was going to, but then I had to be, like, an adult and stuff.
Yeah, adulting isn't fun.
It's stupid.
Yeah, that's...
I want to build my pillow fort and just watch movies all day.
Aww. Well, this was a fun film. I really enjoyed it, and there were a ton of archaeology puns in this whole film.
Which means it's DJ's favorite show of the week.
It really was my favorite movie of the week. It was just awesome. I recommend it based on that alone, okay?
But I think I'm gonna go see it tonight.
So. Oh, okay, good. So we can hear your take on it next week, which would be really fun. Or we could hear your take on it in the midweek. Who knows? We could have a midweek show if we ever, you just pick up your cell phone, record something, and then send me the audio, and I'll put it up.
Okay.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just write something.
Oh, yeah, we could write something, stick it up on the website.
I know. I keep saying I'm going to write things, and I keep forgetting.
You'll get
it. It's not that I forget. I want to write things. I just have no time to write things.
Right. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, you're a pretty busy person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit more of Life of the Party. Let's see. What can I say about this film? I guess I could say my favorite scene in the film. I had it down. I wish I had written it down, but I didn't. Blasted! Anyway, everything was funny. Just being a person that has gone to college later on in life, you can totally get behind this film. I never did do any of those parties and such that Melissa McCarthy's character was sent to, but
partier kind of dude.
No, not really. I
don't think I've ever seen you imbibe any alcohol.
Nope.
Anything like that. So.
Yeah. So, but
big frat party is probably not your scene.
Not really. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to watch and see all the bumbling idiots running around and good. That's entertaining.
Yeah, that's good times.
Right. But gosh, there was a moment where I thought that Melissa McCarthy's character was going to have a love interest with her professor, that never happened, not even a little bit. So, and I was somewhat disappointed with that, but not totally. Okay, I remember the scene now that I thought was the funniest scene. The funniest scene in that film was when Melissa McCarthy was out to dinner with her friends, and all of a sudden, her ex-husband shows up.
Oh.
And I would tell you more, but I would ruin it. There's so much more to this scene that I'm not leading on to that makes it such a great scene. And, trust me, when you get to that scene, plan on laughing, because it's going to happen. Okay. It's gonna happen.
I always plan on laughing. That's part of my life. I wake up in the morning and go, make sure you pencil in some laughing.
Yeah. One of the things I thought was weird is that Melissa McCarthy's character was like this pretty bright and smart and all that stuff. And then all the seniors in the college were portrayed as kind of, I guess, naive more than anything. And I guess that makes sense because they were all pretty young. They were like, teenager
No, just out of teenager, like 20-somethings. So I guess I could see them being naive about it, but just that I thought, wow, they're really portraying some of these characters as just dumb.
Okay.
And I thought that was weird. I'm like, there are seniors in college and having really good grades. For some reason, I just don't see that as something that would
be true.
Well,
do you mean like the common sense dumb, but like book sense or book sense smart? Is that
a little bit of
what
both?
You mean, or
a little bit of both?
Because that happens. I mean, like my brother is super, super smart, or was when he was in high school. Now he's more common sensey, but
got it.
No. Right. Okay, that was not meant to say that my brother's stupid now.
If you're listening, like brother.
Yeah, right.
It's not what that meant.
What that was meant to say was, in high school, he was very book smart and not at all street smart. Like, he gotten, like, just common sense was lost on him completely.
Got it.
So that happens.
I feel like I was the same way. In high school, my common sense was gone, but I was kind of smart in other things. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah, that's a thing.
But one gal couldn't add or multiply simple things like 200 times 30. You know,
what are you insinuating, DJ?
That, well, no, I mean, I'm saying 200 times 30 is a little bit easier. I mean, it's not 2 million. Honestly,
I am currently struggling to figure that out.
That's okay, but would you say 2 million?
I don't even know. I'm terrible at math.
I am sorry. Never
mind. And I have a PhD, jackwagon.
Never mind.
Quit judging.
Okay.
Judgy Judgerton.
Well, I guess I was pretty math smart back then, so.
Yeah, I'm just total garbage at math, so. Like, my math skills are filth, completely. And I will be the first one to admit it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Never mind.
But,
I've been put in my place.
Yeah, think it through, pal.
I didn't realize you'd be struggling with that.
I'm stupid, I know it.
You're not stupid.
Not when it comes to a lot of things, but when it comes to the number adding, not good.
Not so.
I know it.
Okay. Yeah, well.
It doesn't even bother me anymore. When I was a kid, I was just like, well, am I stupid? Now I'm like, calculator.
That's hilarious. Well, that's all you need is a calculator.
Now I have to calculate this.
Oh, no. No,
you
don't.
Because I feel stupid.
Oh, dear. Don't, and, well, it's a moot point, honestly, because I don't think it was actually, that was the I don't think that was the numbers that I was, that she threw out. Totally different. Totally different. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter, and I'm not saying that you're wrong. It probably is weird that they're portraying these college seniors as stupid, but
right.
I myself am stupid
and
have been a college senior. So.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Repping the stupid seniors. Hey-o!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. What have I dug myself into?
You're free. Be free.
Yep. Okay.
You don't even have to feel bad. I'm fine.
And,
I'm secure with
and
my
I'm
crap
not,
math.
I'm not giving this as an excuse, but the gal who had problems with this, she was in a coma for 8 years. So.
Oh.
And so much fun comes out of that little tidbit right there. Just
oh,
so you
sure.
know. Yeah. So, but favorite things are the puns and the archaeology. You know, I really dug this movie. It was good.
So what was your favorite scene, not just thing?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Favorite things are.
No, that was the dinner scene. It was my favorite scene. I don't know if you were getting water at the time. Well, because it was the funniest. I mean, the most awkward moment in the whole scene was the funniest, or in the whole movie was the funniest scene.
Okay.
And it was when
why
I can't. I will not say why, because
Jim, don't force him to spoil things.
It's a spoiler, like nobody's business. But it's the funniest, and I would love to tell you, but I won't. I won't spoil it. Go see it. You've got to go see this film.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy's a national treasure. Go ahead and support her. Also Kate McKinnon, but that's beside the point.
That,
go ahead.
That is beside the point. So let's move on to Breaking In. Break In? I thought it was Breaking In.
No, I was saying Break Into It. Jeez.
Oh, gosh. What am I thinking?
And I was mislabeling it as breaking.
It isn't breaking in? I thought it was.
No, I was just calling
it. Oh, you were just calling it breaking. Oh.
And you were calling it
payback.
Payback.
Break in. Oh, my goodness. So whatever the name of this film is, it came out for Mother's Day weekend, and it's about a kick-ass mom, let me tell you.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, she was awesome. She did some great stuff. What do I want to say? What can I say about this film?
Don't try to keep a mommy from her babies.
Yeah. It had some things that I didn't think were, I'm trying to think of the words. Blanking on words at this
surprise.
Point. I know. Go
figure. You're having a little bit of an issue today.
I am. And it's partly because the headset I'm wearing, it's cutting in and out on my right ear.
Oh,
so
I see.
It's just going crazy. Okay. Here it is. It had some twists that I wasn't expecting. That's what it is. There were some twists that were just pretty awesome. What's your take on this film? Did you see it?
You can't see. This is a podcast. This is an audio podcast.
Yeah, who are you? Are you talking to Jim?
I am. Well, I'm talking to Jim.
He raised his hand, and I couldn't tell if he was pointing at me or the person behind me.
Yes, no, there's nobody behind you.
Well, breaking in, not breaking, and not payback.
Oh, okay.
What's a really scary movie for one of my children?
Oh, wow.
But only one part, she explained.
Oh?
Was scary.
Really?
I loved how they brought in the bad guys in, like, order of least bad to super bad.
Got it.
Interesting cross-section of people.
Okay.
To a little side theme going on.
Yeah.
I enjoyed, what was her name, Beth?
The actress?
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union, the mom?
Gabrielle Union. She's a beast.
Yeah, she did good. I would love to hear her backstory. Like, I want a prequel to this film.
This is a continuation.
No.
It started out in year 2000 when they released.
Is it really?
No, not at all. Oh. I was going to say Bring It On, which is the cheerleader movie she
Bring
was in 2000.
She was a cheerleader back then.
Yeah, she was. And she was a beast then, too. She kicked some
patootie pants. She did kick patootie pants in that film. Wow, okay. But still, no, I would love some backstory to this because that was one mom that could take care of herself and her kids. And the cool...
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day. It was... I think that the fact that she could kick butt more than her husband could. Like, he was down for the count immediately. As soon as he got into the scene, he was down for the count. So... And the kids were really good, too. I mean, they definitely portrayed the younger boy as the tech genius. And the girl as, well, I guess a girl? A stereotypical girl nowadays? I know. So I know, exactly. Which doesn't make much sense. Although she was portrayed as pretty brave, and definitely took her mom's cues as her own way of making choices, which was really good.
Okay.
It was good. Definitely somebody learning to be like her mom. So
cool.
I could see a sequel coming out of this. You know, watch out for this family. In fact, you know, eventually it could be the Family Incredibles live action.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. They don't have superpowers, but they were actually super good, and they were good together. They worked well together. there was the weakness of the kids wanting to save their dad, and that was that was not that put the kids in harm's way. So, but it was,
well, that's troublesome
a little bit, but anyway, it was I loved this film. This was good. I'm trying to think of my favorite scene. Jimmy, what was your favorite scene in this?
Butt kicking scene.
Which one?
It was the when she, Gabrielle Union, took the stem of a wine glass.
Oh.
And poked a guy in the chest with it.
That was in the trailer too. That was.
And then drove her thumb into it later on.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, you know, you do what you gotta do. I mean,
yeah, right? She definitely had some fight in her. No flight at all, that's for sure. Wow. Gosh, I think my favorite scene was, I think the scene was when they were all getting away, and I guess not all getting away, but like Mom was on the roof, and the kids were tied up down in the room right under where she was, and just that, how that whole thing played out was really awesome. Which ended up being the demise of the nicest bad guy.
The nicest? Oh.
I know. Poor guy. But he deserved it. He was a bad guy.
He was a bad guy. Well, maybe he had a tragic backstory, too. You never know. These sympathetic bad guys are making a huge comeback in movies right now.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. We're gonna see more Point Blank type of stuff, right? Or not Point Blank. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, the one with Keanu Reeves.
Point Break.
Yeah, Point Break. Again, movie titles, they're just suggestions, really.
Payback!
If they start with a capital letter, then we can change the name.
Right.
Oh, what? My gosh. Oh, wow. I think I've done this before. Oh, well. That's another challenge. Oh, Penny's back again.
Hi, Penny.
She got the welcoming crew. Okay, so anyway, let's move on to... Wait, Beth, and did you see anything like Netflix and stuff? Because we're working on that one right now.
I'm almost done with The Office.
Oh, okay.
It's still really funny.
Okay.
Dwight is hysterical. Today I saw this guy described himself as the toilet of an office, where he is integral to the runnings of the office, and everything comes to him and he flushes it away. And Dwight says, "You're a perfectly good toilet,
aww,
but I'm an extraordinary piece of crap." Okay. And it just made me laugh really hard. I know I saw something else. I've been like not sleeping really well in between my working. So I watch stuff at night, but I can't remember what it was right now. So I'm sure at some point during the podcast I'll go, "Oh, hey, it was this." So I'm sorry if I do that, but fair warning. Uh-huh. "Oh, hey, it was this" is coming.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, how about this? Okay, here's something we watched. Okay, this weekend we went and saw Weird Al Yankovic in concert.
Woo!
Yeah. It was a blast. It was not his normal show. In fact, it's the ill-advised tour. There's a much longer title, but I can't remember the name of it.
Like Self-Indulgence, yes, or something.
Yes, the Self-Indulgent Ill...
Ridiculously Self-Indulgent Tour.
Yes, yes. And so it was really, really awesome. Opened by Emo Phillips, who was also a very good comedian.
"Just call me Mr. Butterfingers."
That's right. Shared scenes with Weird Al and UHF. There you go.
Yep.
That's the movie UHF. And if you haven't seen it, you need to see that one. That's a great film. But here, one of the jokes, and I'm going to just tell it. Here it is. Emo Phillips was telling a joke, and he says, you know, I got in trouble one time for not opening the car door for my date.
Hmm.
Instead, I just swam for the surface. Okay, that was hilarious. So Penny turns and says, I don't get it. Why is that funny?
Oh.
I'm like, well, it's the irony of opening a car door, and never mind. It was hilarious. Well, anyway, I thought it was funny. He had a thousand jokes like that, just you know, going one way, but it just kind of takes a different turn, like a dive. Right. Trust me. But that's Emo Phillips. That's the way he's always been. If you get a chance, check out some of his stand up. It's really good. And then the Weird Al show. Let me tell you, Weird Al was throwing out some one-liners too. I mean, he's between songs. He used to have like different videos and things going on. Well, instead, he made jokes, which was really awesome. He could be a stand-up comedian, for crying out loud. One of them, he's like, all right, San Diego. Hey, do people in San Diego have a problem with the police here? He's like, I still like the group, but sometimes they're doing stuff that I'm not. Just hilarious. Totally off the wall. Good stuff. And then one of my favorite things that he did, absolute favorite. You know the song Albuquerque?
Yes.
Yes. It's like a 12-minute song.
Yeah, it's one of his great, big, huge, like Genius in France.
Yes, yes.
Kind of like stream of consciousness, just weird, ridiculous. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, he started that song, and he kept going and going and going. And about minute nine, he loses track, which is in the album or in the song. He loses track. He's like, well, where was I? And then all of a sudden he says, okay, I forgot. So everybody stop. He stopped the show and he said, we're starting over. And he started the song right at the beginning.
Oh no, that's such a long song to do that.
It was awesome. And he goes through the first verse where where they're talking about the sauerkraut, and he goes,
yeah,
ah, that's where it was. And then he continues back to the end of the song where but our friends were sitting next to us.
It's like a snorkel to me.
Exactly. But yeah, our friends were like, is he really starting this whole song all over again? Because they weren't they know Weird Al, but not all this stuff. And it's just,
they're not quite as well versed in,
right,
what is the word, dedicated, yes, to Weird Al as DJ, yes, is.
And the whole audience went like crazy and totally did everything exactly the same way they did it when he started the show. Like, when mom yells, it's good for you, the whole audience did it. And then when he did it again, the whole audience did it again. It was just so much fun.
Yeah, you have to do that, even if you're listening to it in the car.
Yes, exactly.
That's parts that you have to
sing along
to. You have to take part in.
Right. So, anyway, I digress. My point is, we've been watching this TV show on the Disney Channel called Milo Murphy's Law.
Oh.
Yes, starring Weird Al, of course, as Milo Murphy. And how...
Wow, I didn't know this was happening. Yeah. I feel like a terrible Weird Al fan.
Yeah, he is... And they just got picked up for a second season, which is really cool. Milo Murphy is the unluckiest kid, like what can go wrong will go wrong and does go wrong.
Murphy's Law part of it.
Exactly. So it's a curse that all the male Murphys have. So even his dad has the same issue.
Wow, wow.
Yeah. So, but great cartoon, really hilarious. I recommend it. Go to the Disney Channel and just binge watch them. They're 11 minutes long. They're not that long. They're really cute little shorts.
I can watch them all tonight while I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Oh, I watched E.T.
You watched E.T.?
Yeah.
I love E.T.
Yeah, E.T.'s glorious.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen E.T., you should go see it. It's only 35 years old.
Yeah, it's the same movie that made me want to be in the film industry.
If you haven't,
oh, really?
If you haven't seen E.T., where have you been?
Yeah, you are an extraterrestrial.
Aww.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Just, you know, it's on demand on Comcast right now.
Oh, okay.
Check out the E.T.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yes. So that
and one. Baby Drew Barrymore is adorable. She is so cute. There's a scene where they're eating dinner and she's just like a total secondary part of the scene. She's not involved in the conversation, but she's just like sticking this whole steak in her mouth and it's like hanging out the side of her mouth and she's chewing and it's hysterical with her little yarn pigtails. Oh my goodness.
Oh wow.
Watch E.T., everybody.
Totally watch E.T. Yeah, I'm going to have to dig that out and watch it again. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't have the on demand there, but maybe, I mean, it could be on our HBO on demand.
Yeah, let me check.
There's Westworld.
You keep talking and I'll check. Oh, Westworld. I have them all on my DVD. I just haven't DVR, excuse me. I just haven't had the chance to watch them.
I haven't
watched them.
I think that's going to be our next like watch, because we've been told at work that we have to watch it, and then they're starting
it's
a new
so
season.
Good.
So
yeah, it started.
It did start. So what?
Yeah.
Everybody keeps saying, so. It's a. Is it like a sim thing? Like a
no?
No.
It's. Oh, how do I explain it?
How do you?
It's kind of based on the Westworld with Yul Brynner from like the 60s.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Now,
I mean, they're all robots.
They're all robots, that's right.
And then there are human people who go into this world that has been created with these robots.
Oh.
And they, like, interact.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's kind of like, okay, so, like, if you go to, like, dinner theater, like those mystery dinner theaters where you go and there's, like, the plants in the audience and they, you know, who's the killer? And you have to figure it out. It's kind of like that. There's all these different situations that you can get into and do all of these different adventures. In Westworld, it's an old West world full of robots who look like people. And it's incredible. It's pretty intense.
Huh.
So
should I watch the 1964 version before we go into it?
Were you Googling?
No, I wasn't.
You just guessed 1964?
No, you mentioned it, and so I just...
I said from the 1960s.
Oh.
But I will double check now.
So I just totally randomly said 1964.
If it's 1964, you're my hero. 1973. So I was wrong completely.
So was I.
That was great.
You were only off by 10 years.
Only off by 10 years. The year Jimmy was born. Look at that.
There you go.
Yeah, it was a good year.
So E.T. was the year that I was born, and Jimmy was born the year of Westworld. What year were you born, DJ?
I don't even know. I was born on the quarter year.
Like, he was born on the 4th of July.
No.
No. I mean, if you want, you can watch the 1973 Yul Brynner version of Westworld. There are a lot of differences, so it's not like watching one will necessarily give you an insight.
Got it.
Obviously, the series is more readily available at this point.
Right. Well, I'm wondering if there are any Easter eggs in that show based on the movie.
You know, I am not sure.
Me neither.
I didn't catch any, but I was watching it just going, oh, man.
So did you watch that movie, the 1973 version?
I watched it a long time ago
because
we had all of these like home recorded VHS tapes in our house.
Oh, okay.
With like 5 and 6 movies on each one, and you just like put one in and watch it through on days that you were like sick home from school. And yes, E.T. is on demand on HBO.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'll grab
so
it.
So you
there.
Should be able to watch it.
Yay. Oh, that'll be fun. Hopefully I can watch Westworld too.
Oh, yeah, if you can watch HBO,
yes.
You can watch it.
So. Cool, very cool.
There you go.
Yay.
And that is
definitely that. So next week's releases, there's a lot coming out next week.
I actually watched Ferdinand.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, let's talk about Ferdinand. Is that the only one you watched?
No.
Three Billboards as well.
Oh.
You watched that one too,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
Sweet. Let's hear about that. We've got time.
Three Billboards.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Yeah. What? Woody Harrelson. What a great film.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Sam Rockwell
awesome.
Also.
Yeah.
He's very funny, very brilliant actor.
Yeah, he is.
He won his Oscar for that this year.
Yeah, it was a lot of interesting twists.
Yeah, very much so. Didn't expect half of that stuff to happen. Cool.
Yeah, that was a good film.
That was.
Ferdinand.
John Cena, right? John Cena?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great film.
Yeah.
Great moral.
Yeah.
Love wins all.
Aww. Yeah. I liked watching the Ferdinand on cartoons back in the day, and so
yeah, the old Ferdinand.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm glad they did this. That was good.
He liked to sit under his favorite cork tree and smell the flowers.
Yep.
The thing that I thought was like one of my when I was watching Ferdinand, I was in the theater in El Dorado Hills. And they had just put in the new leather seats and they have like the reclining seats and every kid in the theater was just like playing with it the whole time. So it just sounded like a cacophony of farting through the whole movie. But I thought it was really good. I liked it. I thought it was maybe a little graphic for kids with like, hey, if you lose your bullfight, you know where you go. The butcher.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to die, clown.
That's right.
But...
You thought that was too much?
I kind of did. I mean, like, a kid two seats down from me started crying because Ferdinand's dad died, and it was all very sad. But I did like the ridiculous dancing German horses.
Very much so.
I mean, that was some hilarious stuff. I also thought, here you go, DJ. The Highland cow, which I don't know why they had a Highland cow. They don't use those for bullfighting.
No.
Was played by David Tennant, who played Kale in The Bad Samaritan.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There
yeah.
you go.
Excellent. Yeah, that was, he was good. He's a good actor.
Yeah, I agree. And also repping the Scottish Highland cows.
Yeah. Well, what's coming out is, I think we're going to go see it on Thursday, double feature Deadpool. Yeah.
I want to see Deadpool so bad.
Yeah. That comes out on Friday, or Thursday, actually.
Yep.
Also coming out is Show Dogs.
Movie about Show Dogs.
Yes, the what is it, We equated it to another film.
Fashion show.
Excuse me. No, with Sandra Bullock.
Payback.
Miss Congeniality?
Miss Congeniality. It was based on that because a dog has to go into a pet show or what have you. And
Undercover,
yeah. So
I see.
It looks like it's going to be funny. Book Club comes out this weekend, which reminds me of the Golden Girls. You know, having a second run in life and all single and going after these men.
I see. Just
yeah,
old ladies making you think of the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Even though they're reading about Christian Grey and 50 Shades of Grey and all that stuff. It's like...
Right.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah.
I got distracted by something shiny. Go ahead.
There's a lot of shiny going on today.
No, I have... This.
And,
never mind, move on.
And here's something that I saw on the app of Fandango, and I'm like, I couldn't read it. I was like reading it, did I read this right? And I didn't see anything about it, but the Lego Movie sequel supposed to be out this weekend. That's what I said. There wasn't even a picture for it either. So I thought that was really weird. Yeah, hey, it was on the Fandango app, so I don't know if it's going to be accurate or not. Yeah, the internet has definitely...
Lego Movie sequel. Look at that.
See? Yeah.
Release date, February 8th, 2019.
Oh, Oh. Someone has some reading skill deficit.
Well, hey, I have it on what's coming up by date, and it showed this date, so...
And here's our disclaimer, folks.
Yeah.
DJ wants to front load you way in advance.
I'm just a victim of fake news.
Oh, well, bless you.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
I loved the Lego movie. I thought that movie was hysterical.
The
I laughed so hard.
I actually loved that movie as well.
Yeah. Well, you were a big fan of Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, just knowing he was in it would have been a given for that you'd love that film.
Yeah. And there was a lot of snarkiness.
Yes, it was very funny.
It was very funny. The crackle.
The first rule of the sea. Never put your butt on a pirate's face.
All right, so I'm
Captain Metalbeard. I haven't thought about that in like forever.
Oh, dear. Oh, that was so good. It was snorty.
Two snorts.
Ooh, sorry. That got me. Go ahead.
Well,
I'm under control now.
I'm gonna just dead right. I'm gonna cross that one off the list because
it's not until next year.
Not till next year. No more Lego Movie sequel.
We all have to pay our car registration before that happens.
A little bit. Oh, why Fandango? You did me wrong. Can't believe it.
You tricksy hobbit, Fandango.
No kidding. Forget you. I'm never buying tickets through you again.
Why?
I won't because I'm movie pass. Anyway.
Oh, Fandango, you've been red for filth.
That's right.
Movie pass is back.
Yep. Back to normal. To an ish sort of a normal.
Not a sponsor.
But anyway, still love movie pass. I still love paying $10 a month for movies.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, even though you can... We're not doing this. Moving on.
No, we're not doing this. But I will be paying full price for Deadpool on Thursday, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, future movies. Hey, future releases, in this case, they're re-releasing The Producers on June 3rd.
Oh,
yeah,
which
the
one?
1968 version of The Producers.
Oh, the OG.
Yeah, yeah.
Represent.
So, probably for just one weekend, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably like maybe even just one showing. They do that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a few openings on June 8th, but
okay.
So I didn't mention 2036 Origin Unknown. That one is a space movie. So
yeah, sounds like it.
That one, it kind of looks like a good one. And then there's 211 or 211. It's a Nicolas Cage film about...
Get ready for some crazy nonsensical shouting.
Right? And it's based on a true story. It's not really a true story, but inspired by, I guess. Anyway.
Wait, what is it? It's 2011, is it?
It's called 211.
211.
Yeah. But it's a based on a bank heist, and it's supposed to be the most, like, deadliest bank heist that's ever happened.
Wait, is it anything like the hurricane heist?
You know, I don't know if it's
anything.
Because
that was pretty deadly for a lot of people.
Different reasons. Yeah. Yeah, it was. Right? So, but no, this one is, I don't know, but it comes out June 8th, along with a bunch of others.
Officer Mike Chandler and a young civilian passenger find themselves unprepared and outgunned when fate puts them squarely in the crosshairs of a daring bank heist that is being carried out by a fearless team of highly trained and heavily armed men. So that's like every bank heist movie?
Yeah, except for they just happen to be in it by accident.
Well, there's a lot of guy liner on these actors.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
So,
check it out, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be great.
So
far be it for me to say that guyliner is always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing.
Well, yeah. You watched that Disney show on ABC.
That isn't okay. Yes, Captain Hook with the skyliner. I see what you're saying.
See, there he went. There he went.
That's not where it started.
What
no. But anyway, go ahead.
We don't have any more movies, which means...
That we don't have a challenge this week.
No challenge this week. Did I mention that?
We are just challenged.
That's all right. I have
nope, you didn't mention it. That was why I mentioned it.
I have a challenge for you guys coming up. So I'm working on it right now. The only reason I didn't work on it this weekend was because I was pretty sick. And there was a Weird Al concert. So Weird Al was in town. That's the way it goes. Anyway, this has been Thanks for Watching.
So thanks for watching.
Yeah. Let us know how you feel about the show.
Only if it's nice.
No. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And if you hate it, especially tell your friends.
Listen to me.
But anyway, so audience, thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you love us. I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm grateful that you'll keep refreshing that button and start listening to us.
Push the button.
3 minutes after we've uploaded, which is really awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, no, Diana, she told me that last show she was refreshing and refreshing, and eventually it popped up 3 minutes after we had uploaded.
Wow.
And so she listened to it immediately. I was like, whoa, that's super fast.
And what
speedy fingers.
So, yes, let that be a lesson to you that we are grateful for your listening.
Yes, we appreciate it greatly.
We're also grateful for Joshua Struthers, Big Checho, Keen Louie, who will be on the show one of these days, by the way. He's we're working on it. If he doesn't take naps, we'll have him. He takes naps and then boom, we lose him. Joshua Struthers, we went there already. Whoops, let me go down. Brandon Genovese, Jimmy Harris.
I thought you were gonna start singing about sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut, that's right. Okay, let's start the show over. No.
It's good for you!
Jimmy Harris, thank you very much. Beth Labine, gratitude to you. Adrian Rondo, eventually you'll hear his voice on the show, even though
Adrian!
Last week we couldn't hear any of his voice. Jackie Harris and Penny McGee.
Jackie and Penny!
Thank you all for making this show possible. Thanks for watching. That's a wrap.
Thank you, and good night!